With your biz news, I am Leonard Witbier. Nictus Holdings Group of Companies has announced its acquisition of the Build It branch in Walvis Bay. This strategic expansion aligns with the group's commitment to growth, community support and delivering a wider range of services to its customers throughout the country. Uber will roll out 200 electric vehicles in South Africa next year, beginning with a pilot in Johannesburg. This green initiative, featuring BYD-manufactured electric cars, was showcased during the Earthshot Prize event in Cape Town. Chad announced that it has approved a license for Elon Musk's Starlink, the satellite internet service from SpaceX, to enhance internet connectivity across the country parts, reports Reuters. Starlink, already active in multiple African countries, has encountered regulatory hurdles in some areas and opposition from state-run telecom monopolies. Spotify expects to achieve its first annual profit this year after 18 years of its launch. Axios says that CEO Daniel Ek expressed confidence that this profitability will be sustained, countering previous Wall Street doubts about the company's business strength. On to a look at the morning financial indicators. The Namibia dollar trades at 18.12 to the US dollar, 19.24 to the euro, and 23.09 to the British pound. Gold is trading at $2,598.61 per fine ounce, while Brent crude is priced at $71.83 per barrel. One Bitcoin will cost you $1,598,310.39. I am Leonard Witbier, and that's your morning biz news. Stay with Future Media News for the afternoon update.